Hello, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today's episode is all about protecting your brain health. Did you know that cognitive decline can be as early as in your 30s? Scary, right? But there's good news. There is a lot you can do by starting today to keep your mind sharp and even lower your risk of dementia by nearly half. In fact, research has shown that a healthy lifestyle can cut dementia risk by up to 45%, and it's never too late to start making changes. Now, today we're going to show you how. My guest is a neurologist and brain health expert who has been working with Dr. Rudy Tanzi, one of the world's top Alzheimer's researchers, to turn cu the cutting edge of science into practical advice and even new supplements for brain health. In this episode, you'll learn the shield lifestyle habits proven to protect your brain from decline, simple things that you can start at any age to improve your memory and your mental vitality. Welcome to the show, and I'm excited to have you here. Can you let everybody know a little about yourself and what you do?
Yes, thank you, Stacy. It's an honor to be here. I'm actually Yuandi. It's Yuandi, and my last name is Halverson. It's a great pleasure to be here. So, like you said, this is a really important subject that we all deeply care about deep inside, because every one of us has some experience in our life. Parents, ourselves, our friends, uncles, aunts, or many of them have experienced a cognitive decline. So as we grow older, this becomes even more important and more personal. I'm a scientist by training and by heart. What that means is for almost 40 years, I remain very curious about the world, about the plants, the animals, and humans. I grew up in Taiwan. I studied botany, or that's the plant science. But after college, I came to this country to study biochemistry. I would love to learn how molecules work together, interact together to perform functions to make it a really wonderful organism. And after I was done schooling, I stayed in this country, in the United States. Simply because I married a non-Norwegian fellow and I have two children, so it became more practical to stay in this country. Although I would say working in the United States as a scientist has been really, I found this very stimulating and inspiring, fulfilling experience and environment. I worked in different biotechnology companies for several years. And then I was recruited to Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston to lead their programs called the Translational Medicine Group. We don't translate one language to the other language, but what we translate is an idea. MGH, or Mass General Hospital, has the best of brilliant scientists and clinicians. They devoted their life understanding how things work together, how disease, what's wrong with the disease, and how to improve that situation. So they have the brilliant idea. They may have some molecules that perhaps would work, but they need additional help to navigate the process of developing drugs. That's what I do. At MGH, my team and I have worked on probably close to two dozen different programs. We helped to bring molecules from test tube into animal studies to human clinical trials. And some of them eventually became drug and were used by millions of people today. That was a really fulfilling experience. A day about 6 years so 6 years ago, I received a phone call from a professor at the neurology department. This is Dr. Rudy Tanzi, Tanzi. He said, I had been following Rudy's research for many years. He's one of the most respected scientists studying the mechanism of Alzheimer's disease. And he's pioneered a really genius system that grow little neural cells and mimicking the brain, or we call it Alzheimer's in the brain. It's like a mini brain growing petri dish. What it does is it has a lot of the functions of just like our human brain, but it's cultured, so we can add the materials into the culture and then test what it does. We can measure the output of this mini brain and figuring out if the added compound make it better, make it worse. We study that. So as you know, as we age, this is a long, long process of 20, 30, 40 years. But in this mini brain, in addition, we're able to understand that process or study it, shrink it to several weeks. So you can imagine this is a very powerful tool. Dr. Tanzi showed me that he's using the system, tested about, I think, almost 1,700 drugs or compounds that had been studied before, but then put in this new tools, was able to see some of them indeed could improve some of the phenomena we typically see in patients with neurodegeneration. Not only that, he also screened, looked into about 3,500 of natural product. Those are ingredients found in plants, in animals, or just in nature. And was really interesting, about 50 of them, when tested in this mini brain addition, actually showed it can clear some of the material that's typically seen in very old and aging people, as well as some agent could reduce the inflammation. That is a hallmark of a lot of the pathology of cognition decline. So we all got really excited, and that's when this idea led to a foundation of the company Cognitio. And at that time, some of my other projects have moved on. They were approved, so I was really happy, and I love this idea. So I joined Cognitio and facilitated the development of this product into a product as a dietary supplement. I think, Stacey, I wanted to say that the reason I was so thrilled about that is my father had Alzheimer's. I witnessed him being a really strong person and very sharp. He was an engineer, but he lived a long time. After he was 90 some years old, he showed a very strong signs of cognition decline, and eventually he became dementia. This is a typical example I think many of us also experience. When you watch people decline into something that it wasn't him anymore. So that's as we people look live longer, we realize our brain health doesn't live up to as long as our lifespan. So witnessing how my father's last few years, he passed away last year, but witnessing that made me really wanted to be able to do something for him, for my mother, for myself. Because, this is a very strong genetic component in there. So this is a really strong driving force for me to say, God, this is wonderful. This is interesting. And this is important. I want to be involved. I want to support this. That's how we started
I
in
love
working
that.
with the company. Yeah.
Now, I understand there's a lot we can do to shield our brains from decline. In fact, you often talk about something called Shield Lifestyle Program, which was created by Dr. Rudy Tanzi. Could you
Yes.
start by explaining what Shield stands for and how these habits actually protect our brain?
Yes, absolutely. Shield, again, we know it's a combination of S stands for sleep. You should sleep about 7 to 8 hours a day. Deep sleep, quiet deep sleep, and you'll really feel refreshing afterwards. H is handle stress. Many of us live through and work in a somewhat stressful environment. We have
Yes.
deadlines, we have jobs, we have families. So how to manage that and handle the stress by different ways of you can meditate, you can relax. That's helpful.
Yeah.
Interact with friends. That's I think when we have a very good relationship or interaction with friends, you really feel much better, well balanced. And E stands for exercise. It's recommended by many scientists and clinicians to perform about 150 minutes per week of exercise. Exercise is a wonderful way to stimulate your internal balance, your some of the molecules that are generated in the process of exercising would also help your brain health. And L stands for lifelong learning. To me, this is genius. What a wonderful thing to do. We are all forever, could benefit from learning new things because the
Oh,
process
yeah.
is really helpful as well. And diet. Now, we all have learned that eat healthy food, lots of fiber, fruits, less saturated fat could help with your overall health. So together, the sleep, handle stress, interact with friends, exercise, lifelong learning, and diet. That's SHIELD, SHIELD. While this sounds like common sense, yeah, like a duh, but if you think about each individual one, it makes total sense.
It does.
So that's what Rudy had spent a lot of time understanding how these individual components and managing your lifestyle could change and eventually bring your brain health to the same as your lifespan. And of course, additional to that is a supplement. As we get older, supplement really helps with that balance of your natural structure and function. That's what I learned from Rudy, and I practice that a lot. It's really helpful. And not just what we hear from anecdotal examples. There have been some really rigorously conducted clinical research do show that by practicing many of these elements, you can definitely improve the brain health. And not only the cognition testing that they perform better, the biomarkers or compounds in the brain that also indication of the brain health is also significantly changed and improved. If I may have, I have two examples of the clinical trials.
Yeah,
One
please.
is a pilot study. Dr. Townsend was one of the investigators in that study. They enrolled, I think, about 50 participants. They were assigned to two different groups. Each group is about 25 people. Gave them healthy diet, provided supplement, various supplements. Teach them how to manage stress, how to perform meditation, and encourage them to exercise. They organize group activities and supporting. Listen to all these. They are shielded.
Yeah.
And they did this rigorously for just 20 weeks. We're not talking about 10 years, just 20 weeks.
Yeah.
After that, by comparing to group that didn't get this kind of a structured, intense lifestyle management, the result is very, very different. As an example, 10 out of 25 people in the lifestyle management group had improved. Zero in the other group. I mean, look at that.
Wow.
Over 40% of the participants in just 20 weeks had performed better. Compared to that, also 17 out of 25 people in the control arm did worse. So you imagine the difference.
Yeah.
This is not anecdotal examples you hear from me or anybody else. This is
Yeah.
real data. And there's a just a few weeks ago published a clinical trial for over 2,000 participants. This is a very long, very large lifestyle management study. And they follow these participants for 2 years. So this is a much bigger study. And they, again, in this study, the diet, the activity, the meditation, also were provided after 2 years of monitoring. The group that was heavily or was intensely managed has shown really strong improvement of their cognitive function, their cognition, their ability, their brain health. When you see this kind of study, it's a very large scale. So that means we should be very confident to understand the results and to believe it. So you can think of this as, oh yeah, everybody talks about that, but it's real. I think we all have to always keep in mind, by practicing this, you feel better, your brain health would improve. So that's, that's a shield. There are certain things that we just we also have a shield of what not to do. Don't smoke. That's the first red-hand shield. Avoid high blood pressure. That's H. And try to minimize and avoid infection if you can, and have infection treated. Don't consume excessive alcohol. That's E. And avoid dental gingivitis. Again, infection is really related to your brain health declining. So we have now talk about what you do to shield your brain and what you don't do that could worsen your brain health. Yeah, but this is, I think this is really interesting and very helpful. I
It
talked to
is.
my mother, to all my sisters, my families about how to shield your brain. And I introduced them to the CogniShield supplement as well, because I, personally, I witnessed what it does in Petri dish, what it helps with mice, and we're about to start a clinical trial. So I'm really looking forward to learn how, in a larger scale, the data will show how it could improve.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's like you're detoxifying your brain. That's amazing. I love how it's easy to remember Shield as a reminder to protect your brain. It sounds like these habits cover all the major areas, from giving your brain time to clear itself during sleep, to managing stress, to inflammation, staying connected with people, moving your body, challenging your mind, and eating right. You even mentioned about different types of things, like helping, different forms of Alzheimer's, how you could actually help it. And, and just a recap for listeners, following these habits can actually help your brain clear out those Alzheimer proteins and lower the inflammation over time, which is for preventing memory decline. And it's amazing part. It's never too late to start doing this. Even, small changes can make a big difference in your cognition at any age. And, let's talk about the flip side too. Are there common lifestyle habits that hurt our brain? Like you mentioned a few of them, like smoking and stuff like that. What
Smoking, heavy
people,
alcohol, yeah.
is there like certain things that, are like pitfalls, like health pitfalls? Because, there's so many things out there nowadays that, that are not healthy for you. There's so many products out there, and they put so many, from beauty products to food to, bad habits like smoking and alcohol. What are some of the things that you've realized while you have been doing your scientific research that have had major impacts on people's health when it comes to Alzheimer's, dementia, a decline, in your cognitive skills? Have you seen people have certain habits that they keep doing, and then those type of people have a higher risk of getting those three things that we just mentioned?
Yes, that's exactly why Dr. Tanzi also has been preaching of what are the things you don't want to do. No smoke, don't smoke. avoid high blood pressure. And there are a lot of medications that you can control your blood pressure. And blood pressure also can be helped with many of the components in the shield, meaning better diet, exercise. So that also help you to control your blood pressure. Infection. I mean, sometimes you can't control it, but still, if you have infection, get rid of that medication or take care of yourself. Don't consume excessive alcohol. I think it is very well known, it's well established what excessive alcohol can damage your liver. But not only that, it really ruins your overall health, physical and mental. So the last thing is dental gingivitis. So that's shield,
Oh,
or the don't do shield.
gosh.
They are related. Removing the pathogens that cause infection, that causes inflammation. So I think we started seeing a holistic view of how we manage our brain health by practicing shield and avoid some of the bad shield part. I do believe over a long time, even though I just said that 20 weeks you'll see the difference, but I think practicing that long time, since any time, start any time in your life, it would help.
I
As you
agree.
said, Stacey, people didn't realize at about starting from 30, 30 some years old, your brain started to decline. I mean, it's very slowly, of course, and the pace of declining varies from one person to the other. But having practicing the shield, taking supplement that are with good quality, I think we have a real chance to bring our brain health to match our lifespan. So that's what I believe.
I agree with you. Now, let's move on to the brain supplements. This is a hot topic because if you go to any vitamin store or you browse online, you'll find dozens of products claiming to boost your memory or your focus and or take fish oil or, or other vitamins and supplements and, so on. Now, it's overwhelming for consumers and frankly, a lot of people are skeptical. Can you tell us, do you, are there any supplements truly that could help? What should we look for when it comes to brain health supplements that actually work, and what should we avoid?
I am a scientist myself, so I usually don't like to take anything I don't know. So I think reading the ingredients is very important. And I think I know Cognitio the most, so I will use that as an example. It is really based on science, it's based on research data. And there are things that have really wild claim that it's not feasible. So yes, there are a lot of snake oil in market. I think looking for things with clearly defined what are they, what have they done to test it, it's really important. Yes, and for Cognitio, I can't tell how many experiments we have done and research, published a paper. And working very closely with the production line to make sure that it doesn't have any contaminants or other things that you really don't want to have. Now, having said that, I think you have to kind of really look carefully what you need, what works for you. Vitamin B is important for people who are deficient with that. So I think, really carefully examine your needs, speak with your physicians, would help to find the right balance, to find the right supplement for our brain health.
I like that. That sounds like it's the key to being an informed consumer, which is so important because a lot of times people just grab things off the counter and they don't look at the labels. I can't tell you how many people I know that buy supplements, they don't even know what their body really needs. Sometimes I tell people it's a really good idea to get a blood test, a thorough blood test, and really find out what your body's deficient in, what your body really needs. So you're actually taking the right things, and then make sure that you're taking, different supplements or vitamins that are good quality supplements and vitamins
Good
that,
quality, that is
yeah.
important, yes.
It's really important, because I know so many people, they think because they're going into a certain store that everything that they sell is going to be great, and it's not always true. And
Well, now our product, the Cognition Shield, has been on market for only, I think, 2, 3 months. We just started. So I really encourage people to give it a try. It is available in Amazon. You can also look for that in cognitionshield.com. But there is a Prime Day coming, so you can get a good deal. But beyond that, I mean, in the past 2, 3 months, when we started, we all always give some samples to our family, friends. And I've heard so many, at this point, maybe we can call it anecdotal, but we have heard so many personal experiences that was super encouraging. For example, an aunt of my colleague who's 80 years old, and she her own mother and sister, I think, eventually died from Alzheimer's some time ago. She loves playing this game called Luminosity. It's a game to test your memory and by shopping and all that. It's a really fun game. But she's been playing that for many years. So she's a retired teacher. And her scores had declined in recent years. I mean, you could say, yeah, she's 80 years old. But she was taking Cognition when it became available. In a few weeks after that, I think she at this point she's been taking it for almost 2 months. But her score came back. Can you believe it? She was so thrilled. That was really amazing. And yeah, so that kind of things, it's really rewarding. I feel like through our work, Dr. Tanzi's research, we're able to impact and improve people's life, their quality of life. That to me it's terrific. Even my own sister, who is has chronic headache. This was like many years ago. It's not so bad that it's debilitating, but it's really bothersome. So I gave some to her, and she said forgetful. I mean, not that bad, but she's taking it. And after I think 2 or 3 weeks, she called me. She's like, I haven't had headache in the whole week. What happened? So I think we actually discussed this. It's really likely that the anti-inflammatory, reduced inflammation was the key mechanism in her case, improved. I've been telling her to do all the things the shield says. So together, I'm really hoping as an example that how we can improve our brain health.
Now, can you tell us a little bit more about the benefits of taking it, the Cognitio?
There are four components, four ingredients in the capsule. Two of them, what we call the clearing of the amyloid. Those are the plaque-forming substance. And there are certain type of cells in the brain could clear that, remove it from the brain environment. So that's one mechanism. Two of them had that effect. And the second one, the other two are more or less anti-inflammatory. Those are extracted from plants, and particularly lecithin is very rich in fruits like strawberry and apple. You can eat a ton of strawberry every day and get the same effect probably, but then you have to eat so much. So what we do is we have highly enriched and pure lecithin. We formulate it so it's absorbed well. And quercetin is another ingredient that was found in vegetables, like onion has a lot of quercetin. So lecithin and quercetin, when together really helps to reduce the inflammation, which
Right.
is really important because when your cells are inflamed, the other cells will attack it, and this is a mechanism to protect yourself. But in that process, you also really damage the neuron cells. So the first two, Iptacopan and uricase A together, they really help to clear the amyloid, that's the plaque-forming material. So when we have these four components, like I said to you, when they are put together, they support each other. So it's what we call a synergistic effect. They perform better than individually. So that's,
Yeah.
we believe, what happens. And we've seen many of the biochemical changes in the mouse study that support these hypotheses and the mechanism. So, like I said, we have a clinical trial that are about to start, and I really look forward to learn how we can learn the data.
I love that. I love that. Now, it's incredible to think that we can actually grow little modules of the brain in a dish and watch how it reacts to treatments. So, essentially, instead of waiting years and spending millions to test one drug in humans only to have to fail, scientists can actually rapidly test thousands of substances on these mini brains. That means promising one rise to the top quickly. Now, like you said, earlier, Dr. Tansey's team found those key ingredients in brain health, and it sounds like a game changer for research, almost like having a shortcut to seeing what might actually could work and being able to, have these new effective supplements or even medications for protecting brain health much sooner than we think. Do you think technology might also lead to personalized brain health solutions someday?
Yes, absolutely. I think brain is a really complicated organ. So by continuously and persistently reduce those stress,
Yeah.
remove the excessive plaque-forming molecules, yes, I do think that will make a difference. One thing I also would like to say is, unlike a drug, which they're synthetic chemicals, and it takes decades to make sure that they're safe and they're efficacious and go through regulatory approval processes. So by the time you have a drug, it's after 10, 20 years.
Right.
But these natural products, they many of them have been consumed for hundreds of years by
Yes.
millions of people. So they're safe, much safer in a sense. I mean, to an extent, right? The dose
Yes.
we recommend on a per serving basis, very safe. So I think that's also another thing that it is important to think about. And this is why we took this road of supplement. It's safe, it's natural, and it's going through a different reviewing process by the regulator. So we can make it available today, not
Yes.
15 years from now, 20 years from now. That I
Exactly.
believe it's an important, and it's time we can take action, live the lifestyle of Shield, take supplements based on what you need. And I think, yes, I think we will achieve the goal of having our brain health matching our lifespan.
Yes, I agree with you. It's been here for centuries, and supplements have helped millions of people. And when you think about it, when you look at pharmaceutical companies, a lot of times they will put supplements in their medications, because they know how powerful and effective a lot of these supplements are and how useful they are. So there are quite a few medications out there that actually have a lot of them that have supplements in as part of their ingredients because
Yes,
of the benefits that they carry.
absolutely. Yes, I many times I really wish my father had an opportunity to make it better. He had a wonderful life, so no regret there. But you still want, at the end of his life, we clearly see his brand house was really poor. And
Right.
so that's, to me, an important lesson, and it's something that I really love to be able to help other people.
100%, definitely. Now, finally, I wanted to touch on something that I know confuses a lot of people, the constant stream of health headlines. It feels like every day there is a new headline in either the social media or on TV about brain health. This food prevents dementia, this supplement reverses memory loss, scientists discover a new cure, only for the next day to bring a contradictory headline for the other hype to fizzle out, and it's hard to know what to believe. Now, for someone like you who's so well educated, how do you interpret these headlines? Like, what advice can you give our listeners to help them evaluate the latest trend or news about brain health, and what's misleading and what's really, excitedly, prematurely advertised, and how do you know when you actually have a good product? How can we decipher these misleading marketing tricks that they put on social media and they put on TV versus a great product like you and your company have?
It's tough. It's a tough question. There are some regulations that even for supplement that we have to do. I think consumers really should read and learn those, log into the website to see what research was actually done. There are a lot of information that's available that we can search, we can find. And I think particularly for supplement, like I said, it's important to find a reputable manufacturer. There's just a lot of things that can, even though the supplement, the ingredients may be very good, but if the manufacturing process, if it's not going through rigorous QC process, you don't want to buy a dirty product. So yeah, that's what I always do. And then again, talk to your physicians to see what you need. I think internally, look the things we need and look where we can potentially benefit the most.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I also think too, you can tell me what your view is, but where you get the information is so important. Like, when people will Google things and they'll say, "Well, I learned X, Y, and Z." I'm like, "Well, where did you find that information?" Like, I
Where do
always
you
like to
find
look.
it? Yeah.
Yeah, because I like to look in like medical journals. I like to look at actual studies done by, scientists and done by medical universities, and not go on just any website and find some information, because a lot of these articles too are trying to sell products. So they look like well-educated, informational, articles, but they're actually just trying to sell a product, and what's your viewpoint on that?
Absolutely. To the extent that we can comprehend and understand those journal publications, and there are a lot of science report that educate people as well. I read that myself, and so by the way, we do have a website called CogniShield.com that has some of the research information in there. You can also log into Dr. Rudy Tanzi's website. It's just called DrRudyTanzi.com. You can read a lot of his research and his published a paper. And not just Dr. Tanzi. There are a lot of wonderful neuroscientists that has studied this for a very long time. So yeah, I think reading to educate ourselves is the best way to make sure that we get the things that are good for us.
Yes, I agree with you. And from today's conversation, if you had to emphasize on a couple of important factors, what do you want to make sure that the listeners walk away with today, understanding?
One, you can do something. I think you mentioned that yourself, Stacy. Even though neuron cells is different from liver cells that regenerate fast, the brain health can be restored. So don't
Yes.
give up. Act now, act today. Act meaning practice shield. Those are easy things to do. You have to be committed to do it consistently, do it every day. So I want to say it again. You sleep 7 to 8 hours a day, handle stress, try to relax, interact with friends, families, exercise to about 150 million, minute per week, and lifelong learning. It's fun to learn and diet. Eat well, eat balanced food, practice shield. Don't do the bad shield. Don't smoke, don't drink too much. Try not to have infection and find a supplement. I really believe this will work. That's what I'm doing, trying to do every day.
Now, can you tell us one more time so everybody remembers where they can find the supplement?
This CogniShield can be found in Amazon. There is, we also have a website called cognishield.com. You can also purchase there. And the Prime Day is coming, so we get a really good deal.
Well, I gotta tell you, this has been a real eye-opener. I really appreciate you, and we've covered so much great information. And like I had mentioned to you, as a person who has epilepsy, when my epilepsy years ago was chronic, my memory was not as good. And then once my seizures started improved and they got controlled, little by little, my memory got better and better and better, and I saw a huge change. So, your brain definitely can heal itself. So if people have problems with memory loss, or if they have clarity or focus, or things are going on where they feel that they can really benefit from, a supplement like yours, where there's inflammation and, maybe they're getting headaches and, other things that, may be wrong. It's your body can heal itself, even your
Your body
brain.
can heal, yes.
Yes. And, you just have to have the right supplement. And, I always say too, just like you had mentioned, you can't just pop a pill and think everything's going to get better. You have to live a holistic lifestyle, which is all the things that you mentioned in Shield, which is eating properly, getting enough of sleep, making sure that you put some exercise. Everybody has, different abilities. Some people can exercise longer. Some people, may, just walking around the block or walking around a lake, for 30, 20
Absolutely.
minutes, could be great for a person. It all depends on the person, their age, and what their ability is. But, some people can stretch and do Zen yoga. Some people could do hot yoga, so, whatever, works for you. Get some type of movement, because when you circulate your body, your blood starts to circulate more. That helps with the aches and the pains. And then you're using a supplement like yours, and you're eating the right foods. All these things combined are going to make a huge difference in your health and in your healing process. And so I really thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh,
And
thank you, Stacy.
oh, you're welcome. And before we go, is there anything else that you want to mention before we close this episode?
I really appreciate this opportunity to get the message out to a lot of people. Act today, practice shield. I think that's the most important message. Yeah, if you are able to find, and you will find that in Amazon and take supplements, but start now, don't wait.
Yes, that's the key. Start now. Don't make an excuse up. Start today.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. YND. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate everything that you've shared with us today. I just want to
Thank
thank
you.
you so much, and thank you for what you're doing and helping all these people. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stacy.
You have a great day.
Thank you.